live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
Our Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by Prairieland Partners John Deere, located 1 mile west of Emporia on West Highway 50, delivering the right solution.
You don't need a green thumb to have a great-looking property. You do, however, need a green mower. Prairieland Partners is ready to help you get your property looking great this spring with the new John Deere zero-turn lawnmower. With fast speeds and better precision, everyone will be talking about your lawn. Visit your local Prairieland Partners to test drive a Z-Track mower today or shop online, prairielandpartners.com.
Delivering the right solution, Prairieland Partners.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Monday, the first day of the month of May. 37 degrees on our way to 66, and we're pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning via the Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line by Melissa Smith and also by Kina Privat from CareArc here this morning. We'll be talking about ticks and such and rabies, and we want to bring the ladies in this morning. Kina, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Doing well. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for being with us here this morning. Melissa, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, wanted to bring you in because last week, CareArc mentioned that it's time to be wary of tick-borne illnesses, and then rabies got thrown in. And then last week at the County Commission's action session, we kind of got those two information points dovetailing with the COVID trends, which have been low for quite some time. So, Melissa, it appears that there's a shift here in CareArc's public health messaging, maybe off of COVID, finally, for the first time in a while, depending on how that virus goes, but more to what's immediately at hand. And I just wanted to start the conversation here with what we're seeing now with the health traffic that you're getting.
Sure. So definitely our COVID numbers have kind of decreased. I don't think that we've done like a walk-in COVID test on public health side for a couple weeks now, which, you know, could go either way. Either we're just kind of seeing a decrease in numbers, which is what we've seen, you know, with the reports from CDC and KDHE, or it means that more people are testing at home and just kind of doing what they need to do and not really reporting it, which is what I'm kind of guessing is what's going to be the trend from this point forward. That emergency declaration, of course, is ending, so that is another thing that will cause some changes kind of on our end as we go along.
When it comes to the tick-borne side of things, I guess, Melissa, what are we seeing right now when it comes to traffic and maybe some illnesses that have been confirmed?
We've seen just a few this quarter as far as the tick-borne, which isn't abnormal for this kind of time of year. We just like to send out a message. You know, Dr. O sent that along from the health officer onto us, and Justin passed it on to the media about just being aware of kind of what tick-borne illnesses are, how to prevent them, and just to be, you know, knowledgeable that it is that time of year for that to start spreading.
Well, Kina, what are some of these illnesses we need to look for? And obviously, I don't think we go through a year without someone saying, you know, ticks are really heavy this year. You know, there's a lot of ticks out there. I don't think that ever changes, does it?
True, and it seems like it starts. To me, it seems like it starts earlier every year. Obviously, weather conditions have a lot to do with that. There's quite a few ticks that seem to be moving further up to this area, again, due to weather conditions and warming trends in Kansas. Kind of the four most common ticks around eastern Kansas are the American dog tick, of course, the Lone Star tick. There is the brown dog tick, and then the black leg tick or the deer tick. The American dog tick is the one that carries Rocky Mountain spotted fever, and the black tick or the deer tick is the one that carries Lyme disease. And I know Dr. O had mentioned in Thursday's meeting that the hospital has seen some people coming through with tick-borne illnesses. She didn't specify which one that the hospital has been seeing, but like Melissa said, we get people in, and a lot of the common symptoms are all. The symptoms are very common through the tick-borne illnesses, fever, chills, aches and pains, and a lot of those diseases will also come with a specific rash. So if you see any of those or experience any symptoms, we always tell you to talk to your medical provider.
Are you seeing, when it comes to, you mentioned kind of the thought process is maybe the ticks are coming in earlier than they have in years past, are they coming in bigger numbers, or is that to be determined yet?
That I don't know. It's, anybody that's outside knows that it seems you just find them every year, and we always tell people that prevention is always going to be the best thing, using repellents containing DEET. Obviously follow directions on that. You can also pre-treat your clothes, like shoes, camping gear, anything with permethrin, and definitely follow directions as far as those go also on treatment.
And if you spend a lot of time outdoors, tick checking yourself is, I assume, very important.
Definitely. There's always been the wear light clothes, tuck your pants into your socks, and check yourselves as soon as you get in. I know CDC recommends checking every couple hours if you're outdoors, and your pets too.
On the rabies side here, Melissa, let's kind of shift gears, and if we need to loop back for more tick information, we'll definitely do that. But sounds like there was at least one rabid animal that was found between Emporia and I think it was Allen here last month, it would be. Are we starting to see maybe the rabies virus seeing a little bit earlier presence than normal, much like what it looks like we're seeing with ticks?
I don't know that it's really much earlier. It's about this type of time of year as well, and kind of something always to watch for in any of those wilder animals. You know, the one last month was a skunk. It had happened to kind of come up in the yard and was chasing the dogs, which was kind of an abnormal behavior for a skunk. Typically, they'll spray and kind of run away to try to get, you know, feeling that they're threatened. And that skunk did come back positive. Thankfully, there wasn't any type of contact with that, and dogs were all up to date on their vaccinations.
That at least that's good news. I know there's been, though, a lot of, it seems like a lot of, and Kina, you mentioned this in your presentation last week, there have been quite a few dog bites here in and around Emporia just over the last month, which I think probably with those two trends overlapping causes maybe a bit of alarm.
Certainly. We're always wanting people to take care of their animals, keep them on leashes, and most certainly the biggest thing we can always talk about is prevention, and that's even back to the ticks, prevention on rabies. Keep your animals vaccinated. It's an annual vaccination, not only with rabies, but other vaccinations that are required for that animal at that age. We can't stress enough to prevention, keep your animals vaccinated.
What signs should folks look for maybe when they're, you know, let's just take they're out in the county, because it seems like these are more of a county type of thing where you see it out in the county versus in the city limits, and maybe I'm wrong on that. But what should folks at least notice when it comes to rabies? It seems like there's two different sets of potential symptoms here, Kina, when it comes to rabies symptoms that folks need to really pay attention to.
Yes, there's, you know, as far as the wild animals along with skunks, raccoons, things like that, when animals act differently than what they typically do, if you see animals not at dusk and dawn out during certain times of the day, and you see them, like Melissa said, chasing other animals, not being scared of people typically when they would see humans or other activity, if they don't run, they're just acting abnormally. It could be, not saying it's definitely rabies, but it's something to be concerned about.
As far as, you know, with people, obviously, I think the word has been, you know, when you get any sort of a bite here, Kina, then you got to, specifically from an animal you're not familiar with, you've got to get checked as soon as possible.
Definitely. The city of Emporia and Lyon County, it's required, particularly if you go seek treatment, they have to report that bite, whether it was your animal or a stray animal or the neighbor's animal. Those are required to be reported, and then we get those and have to follow up. Melissa's in, and the public health ladies follow up with the people in the environmental health. We follow up with the animals. There are laws and protocols that we have to follow to quarantine animals to make sure that rabies isn't, you know, the animals are not a positive case.
Well, all things to be aware of. Good information passed along as always. Kina, Melissa, anything else we need to add here?
I don't think so on my end.
Nope. Again, prevention. Keep your animals updated on vaccinations and do the tick checks and keep your DEET on.
Sound advice. Thank you, Kina.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
All right, you too. Melissa, thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate that. Melissa Smith and Kina Privat of CareArc with us here this morning on our Primetime Newsmaker.
All right, and if you'd like to be part of the Newsmaker spots, right now we have Wednesday, Thursday open. They may not last very long, given all the stuff that's happening here this week in town, especially this weekend. So give us a call at 620-342-1400 or email kvwe@kvwe.com if you'd like one of those slots or one of the other ones we have later on in the morning coming up here this week. Again, tomorrow morning we'll have Mickey Edwards, Scott Hayes, Lisa Hayes joining us. It's the promotion of the annual United Way campaign celebration, which is Wednesday. The